Though the rainy season has just begun, it is yet to impact on Ghana's three hydroelectricity generation. The country is currently going through energy crisis and it is partly due to low water levels in Akonsombo, Akuse and Bui for maximum generation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Akonsombo plant manager Charles Debordis said instead of 1,200 megawatts, Akonsombo is generating less than 600 megawatts as at today. He said Akuse and Bui are also facing the same problem. Engineer Debordis said all the VRA's TAPCO plants in Takrady are all running at full capacity on gas from Atuabo. He expects the electricity situation to improve with Sunona Sogli coming back on stream. He spoke to Sethia.
Today's level is 244.42 feet.
And generating how many megawatts of electricity?
Electricity is 500.
So generating below its capacity?
Yes, that's right.
And what about Akuse?
Akuse runs between 2 to 3 units, depending on the level they have at any point in time.
Let me seek your expert knowledge on this. How different is Akonsombo Dam from the Bui Dam?
Well, they have 3 units and they can generate up to 400 megawatts, depending on the level they have. And we have 6 units. They can generate up to about 1,050 megawatts, also depending on the water level we have. So essentially, that's the difference between the two plants.
But then, since Bui was completed, it is yet to generate electricity up to its capacity, and we are given some technical explanations. And what do we make of those technical explanations?
When Bui was commissioned, for some reason, or unfortunately, the rainfall pattern hasn't been good from 2 years to now. So Bui hasn't really been able to get to its maximum generation.
So when the water level rises, Bui can generate the 400 megawatts that it is expected to generate.
Definitely.
Okay, so in terms of machinery, there isn't any much difference between Akonsombo and Bui.
No, they don't have any problem with machinery. No, they don't have. It's just the water level. That's all. In principle, they all work under the same, We use water to turn the turbines and we get your output from the generators.
From your studies, what does it show? Does it show that we're going to have the rainfall pattern improving any moment from now?
The rainfall pattern, to be honest, is very unpredictable. I remember some years ago, we thought, that was, I think, 2010, we thought we were not going to have good inputs, that in a state of 3 months, where the rainfall came from, we couldn't tell, but we have to spill that year. So it's highly unpredictable. You know, when it comes to rainfall, you don't have the expertise to make the forecast, even though some international weather bodies are able to predict way ahead of time, but it's subject to change. And for weather, you know, it's highly unpredictable. And the certainty of whatever prediction you make, you can't be really sure about it.
But isn't it curious that in 2010, the Akonsombo Dam got a lot of water to the extent that we have to spill, and about 3 years or so down the line, the water level has gone down so much?
That is the weather. So in 2010, what happened was, normally we expect the water to rise from end of July to around middle of August. But in that year, it delayed to somewhere in September. So between September and October, we had so much rainfall, which was unexpected, even though it was a blessing in a way. So subsequently, 2011, 2012, 2013, there has been a decline in the amount of rainfall into the reservoir. So some of these things are highly unpredictable. And if it's not raining, what do you do? You can't really do anything about it.
What is the state of VRS?
I know from the VRS side, which is TAPCO, I know all 3 generators are running.
Generating how much?
Should be 330. We have 2 simple cycles and then the combined cycle. And all of them are running. They've been running for so many months now. I know TAPCO has no problem with generation.
Are they running on gas?
They're running on turbo gas.
On turbo gas. Do you have any idea as to why there seems to be little improvement in the power situation?
I want to believe maybe Assembly has been able to kick in some. You know, they were off for some maintenance. And I want to believe Assembly is coming up now. That is as far as I know. So that would definitely improve the situation.